Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.
Joining me now, I'm so honored to have Ed Jackson here. Ed, thank you so much for being here with us to share your story.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So can you take us first into, you know, when you were recovering, obviously, from the miracle of recovering and living, surviving a fatal spinal cord injury. And then how do you go from that to deciding, you know what, I'm just going to climb some of the biggest mountains in the world? My goodness.
It was a process. Let's put it that way. I mean, at the start of my accident, I woke up without any movement or sensation below my shoulders. So, and that, you know, that lasted for nearly a week. And before I was told I was never going to walk again. So my first aim was just to try and move something below the level of injury. And that started with a flickering toe. And then the next aim was to try and stand, use a wheelchair, then to try and stand and then take steps. And I kind of haven't stopped. You know, I ended up climbing a small mountain a year after I was given the prognosis of not being able to walk again, to try and motivate other people who'd been given similar prognosis, to keep fighting, to keep trying. You know, you can only recover to within the scope of your own injury, but you want to try and recover towards the top end. I never imagined I would be in the Himalayas climbing some of the highest mountains in the world, despite still suffering from the effects of my disability. So I feel very fortunate to have got to where I have.
Oh, my goodness. And, you know, as far as your family members, did your wife or anybody in your family just try to talk you out of this?
Yes, to be honest. I think that they've got used to a certain degree, me putting myself in harm's way, having been a professional rugby player for 10 years. It's not the safest sport in the world. But they also saw how much it was doing for me, challenging myself again in those outdoor spaces, because of that sense of gratitude, having lost it for so long and not being and having to contemplate life, never being able to move again. I was obviously always physical. It's where I got my endorphins. I was an athlete before. And so being now in an environment where I could push myself again and be outside, I'm sure my mum's not too happy now that I'm sort of hanging off around the world. But also they've seen what it's meant to me. So it's all part of that healing process. And also, you know, we've started a charity now which helps take other people who've been through trauma to similar places. So it's helping others too. So I think there's enough in the positive tick box to argue back against that you shouldn't be doing this thing.
And it's also just seeing, you know, the trailer and some of the video, spectacular as far as the documentary, and seeing parts of the world that I think most people have never seen. So it's beautifully done. How did you achieve that part of, as far as the production? Is this shot, I'm assuming, with a lot of drone footage, or how did that work into it as far as producing the documentary?
Yeah, from the mountain element, the two big mountain shoots, one in a very remote corner of Nepal on the Tibet border, where we actually end up in a very precarious situation, a survival situation, which wasn't to plan, but obviously the scenery is absolutely epic. And that we actually only had one videographer with us and he had a drone. So the scenery is epic. That does the job for you. But then there's a climbing piece as well, where there was a bigger film crew and some epic drone footage. I think the advancements now in like camera technology about how long the batteries can last, how light the cameras can be, and of course drones means that mountains are getting more and more exposed, and they kind of sell it for themselves because these places are just so epic, as you said.
It's beautiful. And I know for me personally, you know, family members with disabilities, even talking about, you know, what it's like to go from being, you know, a physically abled person walking, and then how you're viewed even by society if you're in a wheelchair, how people maybe see you differently, don't have or don't see you at all, and don't have eye contact. I hear this from personally from family members, and I know that for you, Millimeters to Mountains, you know, the nonprofit you mentioned, as far as talking about not just healing powers, but making sure that you're making people see people with disabilities in a different light and educating people as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I'm proud to be part of the disabled community. I'm lucky enough to work on the Paralympics. I now have loads of friends with disabilities, and I know that because I was naive to it before. You know, I was a professional able-bodied athlete. You know, I didn't know anyone in a wheelchair, and what I came to learn was obviously most of the people I know who are the strongest characters, probably toughest people, are now people with disabilities. So there is no correlation between the two, and I hopefully can try and show more of the general public that yes, I do suffer from a lot of elements of a spinal cord injury. I'm one of the lucky ones that's back up on their feet, but I'm limping. I'm by no means able. I've got the underlying health conditions that go along with having a disability, like bladder, bowel, temperature regulation, that aren't talked about as much. We touch on all of that in the film because we want to help normalize it. It's not something to be embarrassed about. And it's not doing something, you know, despite having a disability. It's doing something in a way because I've got a disability to try and prove to everyone and educate people that it doesn't change who you are. If anything, it can make you a stronger person.
What kind of reaction have you received? I know that there was a quote here by at least somebody, one of the beneficiaries of M2M, Millimeters to Mountains, that I had mentioned, that it was more than a charity, it's a community, it's a family. And so you're creating something, not just this beautiful documentary, which, by the way, famous and award-winning British producer and filmmaker Polly Steele and director of some notable films here, so it's beautifully done. But now you're going on to I suspect, redefine who you are in your life.
Absolutely. I'm incredibly sort of, no, I was on the receiving end of so much support and inspiration from certain individuals during my time in hospital when I was in the dark and lost in the woods, if you like, psychologically. That to now be in a position that I can pay that support forward, I know the impact it can make. And I'm incredibly proud of the charity that we established 5 years ago and the community that has been created there. And actually, all of the people we help, whether it's physical or psychological trauma, they've become this big support network for each other that's just growing year on year. And we've seen so many amazing turnarounds. And like, when you know that you've played a tangible part, whether it's big or small, in changing someone's life, I mean, talk about a sense of purpose. I mean, I enjoyed playing rugby. I mean, it was obviously a childhood dream to be a professional athlete, especially in the sport that I loved growing up. But really, I've never felt a sense of purpose like I do to this day. So I feel very humbled by it.
Well, Ed Jackson, thank you so much for taking a little time to share your journey and The Mountain Within Me. What a wonderful documentary. I think it's a great gift. So whether people, you know, just check it out or give it as a gift, it's what a wonderful gift of inspiration and positive energy. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.